Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
We are all remembering Aretha Franklin this morning. She passed away on Thursday morning. 76 years old, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. We lost her to advanced pancreatic cancer. And the woman's been a legend since the 60s. The Queen of Soul, but she could, as we were saying earlier, she could do so many styles of music. Strong gospel influence, obviously. One of the things that we were talking about with Aretha was just her versatility. I mean, obviously, again, with a title like the Queen of Soul, you know she could build out a soul tune like no one's business. But, I mean, she did rock and roll. She could probably do country, honestly. If Aretha Franklin tried it, she could probably do country. Do you remember when she did opera? You don't recall that? She, in 1998, was it the, 98 Grammy Awards, Luciano Pavarotti was supposed to perform, and I guess he was under the weather or something. Yeah, who stepped in? Aretha Franklin. Check out this number.
Oh, praise, then shout.
Majestic, just absolutely majestic. And forgive me as I fast forward a little bit here, but I want you to hear the crowd's reaction to Aretha, right? As she wrapped it up. Wow! Now, I don't know my opera at all, but that was something called Nessun Dorma. And the reactions of the crowd, you could just see they were as equally floored by that as you would expect. It was unbelievable. But Aretha Franklin, she was just, when you got it, you got it. And she will forever be the Queen of Soul. And she was the first female artist inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No surprise there. I mean, this woman won 18 Grammys. She earned Grammy Lifetime Achievement, Grammy Living Legend, and quite a good actor, too. She was in my favorite movie, The Blues Brothers. That's my favorite movie of all time. And she, honestly, she kind of stole the scene from from John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, Jake and Elwood. She's there with Matt Guitar Murphy, who, sadly, we lost Matt, by the way, in June, just a couple of months ago. Matt Guitar Murphy, legendary blues guitarist, as a part of the Blues Brothers. Of course, he had his own fame before that, but there is a great scene there in the Soul Food Cafe where the Blues Brothers walk in and they're trying to recruit Matt to join them back in the Blues Brothers, and he has since taken up with Aretha in this. Here is him trying to calm her down.
Matt, what the hell is he talking about?
Don't get riled, sugar.
Don't get riled, sugar me. Now, you're not going back on the road no more, and you ain't playing in them old two-bits, lazy dives. You're living with me now, and you're not going to go sliding around with your old white hoodlum friends.
But, babes, this is Jake and Elwood, the Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers?
To which she threw in an expletive after that. They still owe you money, fool. It's just a great movie, a great scene, and what an amazing legendary artist. Of course, remember she sang at President Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009. Aretha Franklin, we will never see the likes of her again. That is for sure. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. So many people are weighing in, singers, musicians, artists. We've lost an American icon, that's for sure. You go to 1019thewave.com or our Wave Facebook page. You can see more and, of course, share your thoughts as well.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 1019 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.